Let's now move on to the sale adjustments within the capital goods scheme. Where a capital item is sold within the adjustment period, two adjustments must be made: the normal adjustment and the sale adjustment. Both these adjustments would apply in the year of sale. Now, the normal adjustment is calculated as normal. We take the percentage use in the year of sale, and we assume that the asset is used for the whole year for that taxable use. The date of sale in the year is irrelevant. The sale adjustment follows the normal capital goods scheme method for the remaining years. Now, if it is a taxable sale, we assume that the taxable use for the remaining years is 100%. If the sale of the asset is exempt, which it may be when looking at property, we assume 0% use for each remaining year. This is best shown by looking at an example. Looking again at the PC Limited example. The computer is sold on the 6th of July 2010 for £60,000 plus VAT. The taxable use from the 1st of May 2010 to the date of sale was 54%. I would like you to calculate the capital goods scheme adjustment in the year of sale. Remember to do the usual adjustment using the normal rules. Assume the asset was used for 54% of the whole year. The date of sale is irrelevant. When looking at the sale adjustment, remember that when we have a taxable sale of the computer, we effectively pretend that the taxable use of the computer is 100% for the remaining life of the asset. The year of sale is the year to the 30th of April 2011. In this year, we have a normal adjustment which is £52,500, divided by 5, multiplied by 45%, minus the use up to the date of the sale, which is 54%. The VAT adjustment is £945, and as taxable use is more than initial use, this will be a repayment to the trader. In the year of sale, we also have a sale adjustment. Using the same formula, we have £52,500 divided by 5 times 45% minus 100%. The computer was sold with VAT added, so we have a taxable sale. Taxable use is assumed to be 100%. The remaining years of adjustment are 1. We have had the initial year of recovery and then another 3 normal adjustments, so that leaves 1 year left. That is accounted for in the sale adjustment. The sale adjustment comes to £5,775. The total repayment is therefore £6,720, and this will be additional input tax in the quarter to the 31st of October 2011. Now, there are some restrictions to consider on the capital goods scheme. The capital goods scheme adjustments may be restricted in 2 situations. The first restriction is concerning just the sale adjustment. Now, where the sale adjustment exceeds the VAT charged on the sale of the capital item, the sale adjustment is restricted to the VAT charged on the sale. In our example, we had a sale adjustment of £5,775, and we had VAT charged on the sale of the computer of £10,500. That is the £60,000 sale price times 17.5%. So in this case, no restriction is needed. However, if the VAT charged on the sale was, say, £5,000, the sale adjustment would be restricted to that £5,000. The second restriction is an anti-avoidance cap. Now, this applies to total input tax recoverable over the whole period of ownership, and it effectively restricts the overall recovery to the amount of output tax charged on the sale of the asset. This capping can be found within the Statutory Instrument 1995-2518, Regulation 115-3A and 3B. The anti-avoidance cap only applies in exceptional circumstances, and Business Brief 30/97. Gives examples of when customs would not seek to impose the cap. The sale of computer equipment is just one of those instances. Primarily, the cap is applied to fancy VAT avoidance schemes which are trying to improve the VAT recovery position. Let us now have a look at a comprehensive example.
Here we have PH Limited, which acquired a new commercial property on the 21st of August 2007 for £600,000 plus VAT.
The taxable use of the property is as you see on the screen.
The building is to be sold on the 10th of December 2011 for £780,000.
Currently, no VAT will be charged on the sale as PH Limited has not opted to tax the property. We are also told that taxable use to the date of sale is 55%. I would like you to calculate the input tax recovery for all years concerned. Recoveries or repayments should be shown as positive figures and any amount paid to customs should be shown as negative figures.
In the year to the 31st of May 2008, the year of acquisition, we have £105,000. That is the total VAT on the purchase times initial taxable usage of 50%. So we have an initial recovery of £52,500. In the year to the 31st of May 2009, we are told that the taxable use is 63%. So applying the formula, we have £105,000 as the total tax on purchase, divided by 10 as the asset is property, times 50, minus 63%, which gives us a repayment of £1,365 in the quarter to the 30th of November 2009. In the year to the 31st of May 2010, we are told that taxable use has fallen to 41%. This gives us a payment to customs of £945 on the VAT return to the 30th of November 2010. In the year to the 31st of May 2011, we have 40% taxable usage, so payment to customs is £1,050 in the quarter to the 30th of November 2011. In the year of sale, that is the year to the 31st of May 2012, we have a normal adjustment and we are told that taxable use to the date of the sale is 55%. So that gives us a repayment of £525.
The sale adjustment is £105,000 divided by 10, times 50% being the initial usage, minus 0% as the sale is exempt, no option to tax has been made, and I multiply this by 5, i.e., we have had the initial year of recovery in year 1, plus 4 normal adjustments, so there are 5 left, making 10. That gives an amount payable to customs of £26,250. So the net amount due to customs is £25,725.
This will be payable to customs as effectively negative input tax in the quarter to the 30th of November 2012. Looking at the same example, let us now assume that the company has opted to tax the building.
So the company will be selling the property for £780,000 plus VAT. All other information remains the same. I would like you to calculate the input tax recovery in the year of sale, and for now, we will assume that customs will not impose the anti-avoidance cap. Well, the normal adjustment in the year of sale will be £105,000 divided by 10 times 50 minus 55, which gives us £525. That is the same as before. The sale adjustment is, however, different. We have £105,000 divided by 10 times 50% minus 100%, simply because the sale has been taxable, i.e., they have opted to tax. I then times this by 5. That's the remaining intervals, which gives me £26,250 as the repayment to the trader. So the total repayment to the trader is £26,775. There is no capping of the sale adjustment as the VAT charged on the sale of the property was £136,500. We have assumed customs would not apply the total capping provision as there appears to be no avoidance scheme in place.